Research. Food fraud costs UK up to £2 billion a year, study finds. Von Editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 20th of August 2026. Portsmouth. How much does food fraud cost the UK? New research puts the annual figure at up to £2 billion, while estimating that prosecutions could generate a return of more than 400% on investment. Food fraud costs the UK economy between £400 million and £2 billion annually, according to research from the University of Portsmouth that provides what the researchers describe as the first evidence-based estimate of the true cost of food fraud in the UK. The study, published in the Journal of Economic Criminology, examines offences including food substitution, false labelling and document fraud, in which products are deliberately misrepresented for financial gain. The researchers developed a method for measuring the cost of entire criminal operations rather than individual incidents. The approach also accounts for the wider impact on legitimate food businesses, including lost sales when fraudulent products replace genuine products. Around three-quarters of the estimated economic cost comes from the direct replacement of legitimate products with fraudulent alternatives, according to the research. An example cited in the study is the marketing of smoked salmon as Scottish when it was sourced in Norway. The impact can extend beyond financial losses. The researchers said food fraud can damage confidence in food supply chains and, in some cases, create public health risks. Food fraud is often perceived as a niche issue, but our findings show it has a substantial economic impact on the UK, said Dr. David Shepherd of the University of Portsmouth School of Criminology and Criminal Justice. It is not just about consumers paying for something that is not what it claims to be. It undermines honest businesses, distorts markets and, in the most serious cases, puts people's health at risk. The researchers said food fraud remains comparatively uncommon relative to some other forms of fraud, partly because of the extensive checks across UK food supply chains. They highlighted collaboration between regulators, manufacturers, retailers and certification bodies as creating multiple layers of quality assurance. Professor Lisa Jack of the University of Portsmouth School of Accounting, Economics and Finance said, "One of the most encouraging findings from this research is that the UK's food industry has developed systems that make fraud significantly more difficult than in many other sectors." Jack added that this did not remove the need for continued enforcement and prevention. "Continued investment in prevention and enforcement is essential if we are to maintain public confidence in the food we buy and protect businesses that play by the rules," she said. The research also assessed the potential economic return from food fraud investigations. Based on the cases examined, the researchers estimate that prosecutions can deliver a return on investment of more than 400%. The study's findings are intended to provide policymakers with an evidence-based estimate of the economic cost of food fraud and a framework that can be refined as more data becomes available.